Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Brian Campbell joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Brian, how you doing tonight, man?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on. And I like that you mentioned WWE writer as well, because come on, Mayweather McGregor, this is about as WWE as you can get in a non-scripted combat sports zone, right?
Yeah, no question about it, Brian. And that's what I've been saying on my local show this week is, you know, everybody's so, I feel like the traditional fight fans, their sensibilities are kind of offended because this thing's going to be a bit of a circus. I think people who aren't fans of the fight game are like, I think they're offended just that the thing's going to make so much money and nobody seems to think it's going to be good. And my view on the whole thing has been, just sit back and enjoy the free part of the whole thing, which is going to be the promos leading up to it. If you had to rate on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you think the buildup is going to be for this fight over the next couple months?
I think that's, you nailed it right there. It's going to be basically an 11. I mean, how high is your scale? It'll be as high as it can be because, you know, Mayweather obviously has cultivated a nefarious character, and that has been a big part of his ability to sell fights and get you to want to see him get knocked out, right, and hope. But McGregor, on the other side, there has just not been really, you know, anyone in sports this entertaining, specifically in the combat sports, for many a long time. I've used the term that McGregor is Ali-like, and that's, you know, rarefied air to sort of mention that name. But nobody just grabs a microphone and grabs your attention and consistently owns the space, whether it's, you know, the trash talk or just a press conference. His press conferences are more entertaining than most people's fights. So this build has all the makings to be off the rails incredible. That's what you're getting into. That's what you're eventually paying for if you pay for the fight, because I think a lot of us on the inside realize once those two get in the ring, that's where the fun's going to end. But the journey to get there is going to be out of control.
Yeah, in your mind's eye, Brian, because I think even those of us who are not huge MMA or boxing fans, and I would consider myself a lukewarm MMA and boxing fan. I watch big fights. I know enough about it. I know who the main players are, but I don't watch it as closely as someone who writes about it like you do. In your mind's eye, how have you envisioned this fight actually looking when the bell rings?
You know, it really comes down to how aggressive Conor McGregor wants to be. Because, you know, nobody beats Floyd Mayweather over 12 rounds. I don't care that he's 40 years old. Ring rust has never been a thing for him. He was, when he was 38 2 years ago against Manny Pacquiao, before he stepped away, he was still number one with a bullet in the sport. The legacy is that hit and not be hit, right? Nobody can touch this guy. So how does this fight look inside the ring? Well, if it goes anywhere past 3-4 rounds, you know, it's going to be pretty much the most boring fight you've ever seen. So I think McGregor's got to find a style. He's got to sort of rely on his awkwardness, the fact that he's a non-traditional boxer in a boxing realm, the fact that he's not bringing in actual boxing coaches, that he's using his MMA team, and really come at Floyd from crazy awkward angles and come at with him with a lot of pressure. Because once Floyd makes that adjustment to whoever he's fighting, look, the fight's over. If you want to keep coming at him as hard as you can, he'll get you out of there if he has to, but he's more than fine going 12 rounds. So I think those first couple rounds are going to have to be crazy as McGregor tries awkward angles, tries, you know, pressure attacks. If I'm going to follow any blueprints put out there, I'd do what Marcos Maidana did in his first fight against Floyd Mayweather in 2014, which was full pressure all the time in punches from the kind of angles that you didn't even think was possible, right? Maidana was throwing angles from the top of his head down to his toes. That's the only way McGregor is going to have any chance of even being remotely competitive. You can't box the greatest boxer of this era when you've never boxed a professional round before. You got to turn this into a crazy fight.
Yeah, that's interesting. And Brian Campbell is joining me on CBS Sports Radio to talk Mayweather and McGregor. It's interesting because people go, well, there is no blueprint for this. If you're trying to go see what, some sort of doppelganger for what this fight could look like, because Conor McGregor is he's a UFC fighter and Floyd Mayweather is a boxer. And we've seen some, way, way back in the day, we saw some crazy things with Muhammad Ali and Antonio Inoki and things like that. But this is, in the modern era that we're in, this is very unique. But you just mentioned that fight right there. Would you recommend people go seek that fight out on YouTube if they're looking for maybe sort of a blueprint for what we might see from McGregor in this fight early on?
I think so. I think you're obviously asking a lot of anybody to try to go in there and have success against Mayweather. But for everybody that's sort of saying, well, McGregor's not a traditional boxer, that's the best thing he has going for him, right? So he's got to come out there and put on that constant pressure and be in Floyd's face. You don't want to give Floyd Mayweather a chance to sort of set his feet, figure you out, and then adjust. You got to constantly be wild and constantly be different in his face. But when you sort of ask me, what's the fight going to look like, after that, it's dependent upon how long Conor McGregor wants to stay in there. Because the more aggressive he is, the more likely Floyd will get him out of there. Also, the more likely Conor McGregor will gas out. I know he went 5 rounds to defeat Nate Diaz last year. He's never been known as a guy, though, that likes to go deep in fights, and a boxing match at 36 minutes is longer than a 5-round championship MMA fight. So I think the further that fight goes on, it's going to get a lot messier, and as long as Floyd is not in any trouble, he should be able to get him out of there.
Hey, Brian, I think I know the answer to this, but I'll ask you. Let's put finances aside for a second, because everybody's going to get rich off of this thing. So to say that someone stands to lose, these guys are all going to be making 9-figure checks from this thing. So I think there's a lot of people that would get paid 9 figures to do a lot of things more embarrassing than losing a match. But just from purely a sports standpoint, and I'll say either from the individual standpoint or from the organizational standpoint, UFC, boxing, who stands to lose the most in this? Who's got the most at risk in this event coming up in a couple months?
Without a question, it's the sport of boxing and the business of boxing. Because, look, when boxers put together big pay-per-view fights and they try to surpass that imaginary 1 million buy mark, which is sort of the level that says, wow, this was a great success. You don't get past a million buys on a pay-per-view unless you pull in a lot of casual fans, a lot of former boxing fans, a lot of people that you can hook with a storyline or a personality or a great matchup. Let's say this promotion, it's fun on the way there, but on fight night you pay $100, $125, how much they're going to charge, and you are once again disappointed. And for a casual fan who doesn't watch the really good fights each weekend on HBO and Showtime, that only watches one spectacle a year, and typically that spectacle involves Floyd Mayweather, and typically you are let down. And I think there was a big hangover coming off of Mayweather-Pacquiao just 2 years ago. Boxing has always been sort of that jilted ex-lover, right, that comes back in your life bearing gifts every once in a while. You let your defenses down, you get back into it again with them, and, if you're not a serious fan, you're probably going to be let down. If this fight is an absolute dud, and people pay $100, $125 to do that, the people that are going to hurt badly are the really important fights that are right after. And 3 weeks after this, it's Canelo Alvarez, Gennady Golovkin, a middleweight championship match on pay-per-view September 16th that boxing fans have been waiting for 2 years to finally get consummated. How badly will those pay-per-view sales hurt if this one 3 weeks earlier just really leaves a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths? You need those casual fans to go over 1 million pay-per-view buys. I think boxing in general, the structure of the system hurts most from it.
That is a great point. God, that is a great point. You're right. They may poison the water for two fighters who have nothing to do with this fight at all to the casual fan. Brian Campbell joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Brian, before I let you go, Money in the Bank tonight, WWE. How intrigued are you by the Money in the Bank match, and who do you think is going to win this thing?
Well, I think the intriguing side of it, right, is that they're debuting the first ever women's match to go along with it. So if you base along the women and the men match, you know, separately, opposite each other on the card. Maybe one in the beginning, maybe one in the main event. You can really have something here. I think for history, I like Charlotte Flair to win it on the women's side. I even like her to cash in the briefcase later in the night because they've been pretty consistent, WWE, in pushing her, the daughter of Ric Flair, as really the one that they want to be the historical all-time great women's champion they've ever had. On the men's side, I think it's a completely wide-open field. I think you're going to see a real top match that could push 4.5, 5 stars. And I think I like to pick an underdog in this one. I like to pick the veteran Dolph Ziggler. I think he turned heel late last year. They didn't give him a lot to do after that point. He's doing top-level work. If he can carry that briefcase around for 6 to 9 months, make it matter again, tease that he's going to cash it in, I think that's the right guy to do it.
Yeah, it is a great way to get somebody over. And he had the briefcase a couple years. When he was at his peak was when he was carrying that briefcase around and he finally cashed it in.
The night after WrestleMania, right? Back in 2011, yeah. A major moment. Arguably the most important cash-in ever. And I think, you know, you read the tea leaves if you're watching WWE programming. They've been showing that highlight a lot lately, right? Sometimes it's a little subtle tease at where they might go.
It will be interesting where they place those. I had Jim Ross on the show last week, and I think JR would tell you, you put one of those ladder mats, we might see the women be the first ones up just to kind of get the whole thing started off. They like to put those hot matches out to start the pay-per-view.
No doubt. And now that you've got two ladder matches in one night with the briefcase, I really think you see one cash-in tonight and one kept around for a long time because it is fun when that cash-in is still in play every single pay-per-view.
Yes. No question. Brian Campbell covers MMA, boxing, and WWE for CBSSports.com at BCampbellCBS. Hey, Brian, I enjoyed that conversation, man. Enjoy the pay-per-view tonight, and I'm sure we'll do it again soon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.